Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There's a new comedy series called The Characters premiering on Netflix today. Its creators say it's outlaw comedy. Eight up-and-coming comedians are told to break the rules. Each gets a 30-minute episode where they can do whatever they want. These comedians write and star in their own performances, but there is only one rule. They can't be themselves. They have to perform as all the other characters they've been dreaming up. John Early is one of those lucky eight, and our friend and comedian Jolenta Greenberg sat down with Early and talked about how he channels his characters like Jason the youth pastor and a Southern comedian named Vicky.
Every draft I turned in, I was just waiting for them to say, absolutely not. I mean, I remember sitting in my apartment 3 years ago dreaming of a special that was formatted exactly like this. But I was like, but I have to be a superstar in order for anyone to ever let me do this. And then this like truly fell in my lap.
Why do you think this doesn't happen more? Is it just a risk reward benefit thing?
I think it's just we're, you know, on the brink of this thing where there is just truly so much content and there are so many platforms for content. So I think executives, they feel like they're in the wild, wild west and are throwing their hands up and being like, oh God, like you do it. Comedians are being, in America at least, I think, are being snatched up left and right. It's really a good time to be someone who's into like producing, writing your own stuff. And also it's, you know, it's like the YouTube generation. Like they picked a bunch of people who have found their voice and developed their voice in a space of total creative freedom.
What was your process like then? You spoke of it a little bit. How did you cultivate the characters? How did you choose which ones to highlight?
I definitely was like, well, if this is going to be your big kind of introduction on the widest platform yet, do what you're really, really good at. Do the stuff you've been, like I've been doing Vicky, the Southern comedian, in my show for a few years. And I've been, and she is really just an amalgamation of all the Southern women I grew up with in Asheville, you know, and Jason, the like youth pastor character.
It said in your profile that you're a youth pastor.
For sure, yeah.
What age kids do you work with?
9 to 11.
Oh, cool age. It's a good age.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ages in terms of their playful spirits.
I've been doing him in my shows for years, and he's a big old, I love doing him. So I really just took the things that I felt like were my favorite places to be in. And also knowing that this was going to be a quick, dirty shoot, I was like, I need to pick things I'm comfortable with.
And I think most of your characters seem to be sort of riffs on your typical gender norms, like Vicky, like Vicky with the V.
My husband and I were going out dinner night. I walked outside. I was feeling a little chilly. I was just wearing a halter. I said, honey, I'm going to run inside real quick and grab my denim. He said, honey, we don't have time. I made reservation at Maggiano's at 7:30. It's 7:15 right now. It's going to take 25 minutes to get there. It's going to put us at 10 minutes late. I said, honey, it's not going to take me but 1 minute to run inside real quick and grab my denim. What's one more minute going to mean to the fine people at Maggiano's? He said, honey, I'm serious. You get in the car right now. I said, honey, I'm serious. I'm looking for my denim.
Yes, Vicky. Oh, I love her. So you take on these stereotypes and you heighten them and stretch them, and they sort of turn into these funhouse images. Are they departures from yourself, and is that why you like exploring it? Or are these people inside John and you're just letting them out?
I definitely think they're all inside me. It's never that conscious, but I do, when I'm like sitting there editing it, I'm like, oh, wow, this is so transparent. Like, you know, I just like Jason to me is just me giving myself the opportunity to be totally dumb. And the anal retentive gay guy is absolutely me, you know, throwing a party. It's like I've never had a party where I haven't been completely racked with terror. So that is it's totally me.
Jason, who you were just talking about, is a youth pastor, and he seems to be like very clearly a closeted gay man who also isn't too sharp.
Yep.
Is religion important to you? Do your parents, who are both pastors, how do they feel about your riffs on religion?
They are so game for it. I'm so lucky. They come to all my shows, like my stand-up shows, where I'm very explicitly sexual and I talk about just fully not believing in God, and they're cracking up more than anyone else. You know, I think they are a great example of like what it means to be religious, but also actually open-minded about other perspectives.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us about your new project, John.
Thanks for having me.
You can see John in The Characters when it premieres on Netflix, and you can always see him on Twitter at @BJohnSay.
Mm-hmm.